all heard the old saying, you are what you eat. Science is finding evidence that reproves this over and over again. We all know that we should make healthy choices and treat our bodies with respect. This is not a new concept. Ancient civilizations were told to treat your body as a temple. This information is not revolutionary. But I ask you, do you treat your body as a temple or as a landfill? We expect our bodies to work for us day in and day out. We all want to stay healthy and active throughout our lives. I have never had a client come to me and say, my life's ambition is to lie on the couch and live a sedentary lifestyle. Nor have I ever seen a book titled, How to Gain 20 Pounds in 15 Days. Most of us get to those places quite by accident. A few too many chips in front of the tube. A busy month with no time for the gym. And before you know it, you're a full-blown couch potato. I challenge you this week to start treating your body as a temple and not like a landfill. Most of us would say that meals are about convenience, and we willingly grab whatever is handy and easy to eat. For many of us, this is usually food that your mothers would have referred to as garbage or junk. These words should be more closely linked to things that belong in a landfill, not your body. Chances are, if your snack comes in a shiny bag and cheese is spelt with a Z, you should trash that snack. Just as the ancients respected temples, you should respect your body. A simple rule to use, if it wasn't food 100 years ago, then it isn't food now. In other words, if you flip over that wrapper and find the ingredients sound more like they belong in a chemistry set than in a kitchen, then that snack is not for you. Just like the temple, we should only be putting the best in our bodies. During the Renaissance, cathedrals were even only painted by the best artists, like Michelangelo and Da Vinci. Try to do this with the food for your body. We all know butter and sugar taste great, but they're not great for us. So if they're high on the ingredients list, it's time to trash that snack for something better. The whole is better than its part. So think whole foods, whole grains, not processed, whole fruit, not juice, to dehydrate. Choose your food wisely. Just as the ancients were particular about what they put in their temples, they were also careful to maintain them. Many of the old temples we admire have been around for centuries, and it's no wonder because they were meticulously maintained. If your body is a temple, then you must maintain it as such. Protect your temple from damage by taking your vitamins and using your sunscreen. Remove excess waste, aka those extra pounds, by routine cleaning. Make a habit of hitting the gym. Keep up with structural maintenance. Get inspected by making regular checkups a habit. Get that important test without delay, such as annual checkups, dental visits, mammograms, or colonoscopies for those of us that are of age. If you make a point to take care of your temple and treat it as such, it will take care of you. For KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.